Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Abava is back. Joel is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and among other books, and he's our good friend and our franchise expert. Joel, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So here's the question, Joel. Is now a good time? I mean, I know people who live, eat, and breathe franchises think it's never a bad time to buy a franchise. But is now, is now any particular time to, is it more likely to be a good time to buy a franchise right now?
I feel it's an excellent time to buy a franchise, especially if you're looking for space. If the franchise you're interested in needs a commercial space, hang on, because unfortunately for some of the mom and pops and even some of the big box stores, they're not going to be able to make it through probably what's going to be a tough winter.
And, well, this has been going on. This has really been going on for a while. I mean, retail space has been opening up for a long time now, though. The retail ice age has been going on for 3 or 4 years. You're exactly right. So you're saying if you need a destination, if it's a franchise where you need a destination of some kind, a one place for folks to come, you might be able to get in your property cheaper than you could have, say, 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, for sure. And if you can save $1,000 a month because of the current market conditions, then that's a lot. You know, that's money for you. So it definitely is. Yep.
So is it likely that franchisors are a little more amenable to negotiating right now? I mean, I wonder if they're, you know, people are beating a path to their door. Is this a good time to find them interested in working with you a little bit more, maybe giving you better terms? I don't know, abating some early expenses. What do you think?
No, I don't necessarily think that's true. But I think it depends on the area of the country and how hard it's been hit.
Yeah.
I mean, franchisors are always looking to add franchise units. I think it's just very situational. But the most important part for people looking is that there's plenty of time to do learning now, because a lot of folks that are looking are either working out of the house because their companies have arranged that, or they're out of work. So there's time to do research. There's time to really carefully hone in on what you're good at, so you can choose a franchise that's the right fit.
Well, this is
that's the part that's energizing.
The time that you just described, that moment you just described, is where I was in 1989. In May of 1989, I had to make a decision. You know, go get my resume out or start my own business, and I started my own business. So you're exactly right. Now's the time. So there are some things, though. Obviously, one of the things you've taught us over the years is the importance of research, doing your research. And you've got a list of do's and don'ts. You call them the franchise 10 commandments of research, franchise research 10 commandments. What's the first one? What's the first one we should think about?
Well, we did this. We went over a couple of them about a year and a half ago, and we didn't have a chance to get to all of them. So I'm going to try to remember the ones that we didn't, including this one. Which is the seventh commandment of franchise research, which is you must not fall for franchise marketing buzzwords.
Ah, buzzwords.
And it's really important. Buzzwords like, hey, it's a turnkey business, or it's a business in a box.
Mm-hmm.
obvious reasons, one being that they're just kind of marketing buzzwords,
right,
and they don't really tell the whole truth.
Do quality franchises use that language?
Yep. Actually, there are some high-quality franchises that do still use that language.
That's unfortunate.
And I think it's okay. Yeah, but I think sometimes it's okay to be used if they follow it immediately with, just because it's a turnkey business doesn't mean that, you know, we are turning the key. You are. So that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you know, we live in a world of a clickbait world, right? You know, what do I got to do to get you to click?
You got it.
We live in that world, and so I guess maybe that's the marketing tool these days. And everybody's trying to get someone's attention, and it's harder and harder to do that. So maybe that's something to do. But it is unfortunate, and I'd be, of course, I'm a grizzled old gray beard. I know how to see through things like that. You do too. But some people might not. Younger people who've not been in the marketplace as much, they might not know that. They might fall for that. What's another one?
The other one is the business in a box buzzword, which is such an easy thing to visualize, especially if you're just looking for a franchise.
And boy, it sounds handy,
doesn't it? I don't know about
you,
but when I see business in a box, I'm like, oh, great. All I have to do is like open it up. It's going to be all ready for me.
Open it up and pour water over it. Yeah. And it'll spring into a living, right?
Oh, yeah. Money trees will start growing.
Yeah,
it's
folks, you got to be careful
it's
about
not
that.
True.
Well, here's one thing that I'd like to recommend you do, folks. If you're thinking about a franchise, and we're going to get into more of these commandments. If you think about buying a franchise, and I know Joel, you agree with me, maybe the business model will be laid out for you. You won't have to decide and create a business model like you would if it were your own business, not a franchise. But the work isn't any different, is it, Joel? I mean, the level of commitment, the work, the crucible, the endurance that you have to be a franchise owner is the same as starting a regular business. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Owning any kind of business is just hard work, period. End of subject.
It's hard work. And you've never – and when once you've done it – hard work doesn't. We got to come up with another word for it. It's a killer,
yeah.
Folks. It'll take your breath away. We're gonna come right back and talk some more about these about buying a franchise, doing the research on buying a franchise with our good friend Joel Labava. He is the Franchise King.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.